From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The free-spending New York Yankees did it again this week. They scored another big star. The Yankees agreed to sign pitcher C.C. Sabathia to a 7-year, $161 million contract. That is the most lucrative deal ever for a pitcher. The fact that the richest team in baseball bagged one of the most sought-after free agents is not a shock. What is, though, is that the Yankees did it during a severe economic downturn. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, it made perfect sense in the sports world.
Wednesday's news that the Yankees and C.C. Sabathia agreed to the framework of $161 million over 7 years came amidst news of recession and bailout for a desperate auto industry. Throughout the land, Americans channeled former tennis champion John McEnroe, who famously ranted to a lines judge,
"You cannot be serious!"
On the Dan Le Batard Sports Talk radio show in Miami, the host spoke for many when he asked Florida Marlins team president David Sampson the following question.
Yes or no, in this economic climate, what the Yankees have just done is irresponsible?
Yes. I think the economy should affect every single person because it does affect every single person. Baseball is not immune by any stretch to what's happening. People have to tighten their belts and act responsibly and not, to coin a phrase that I love, not to spend like drunken sailors.
Now, it should be noted that Sampson's Marlins had the lowest player payroll in 2008. No way could Florida compete with the Yankees for a top-of-the-line pitcher like C.C. Sabathia. So Sampson's rant, says one insider, is a bit of the sour grapes. Indeed, at baseball's winter meetings this week, where the deal went down, there was little outrage over the Yankees' spending. Because, says veteran sports agent Lee Steinberg, it was simply good business.
The Yankees are spending money that they're making.
From their hugely lucrative local TV contract and money from a new stadium that's expected to bring in gobs of revenue from corporations and fans. Expected is a risky word to lean on in the current economic climate, but Lee Steinberg says the Yankees, and all major sports teams really, are right to have those expectations.
Even in the Great Depression, the very last sectors that were negatively impacted tended to be entertainment. People went to movies, they went to ball games as a way of escaping the travails of everyday life. I would anticipate that people will still seek entertainment options, so there will be demand.
Albeit scaled back demand.
The person who's watched his 401k disappear, or the person that's between jobs may not want to pay $50 for a ticket, but it $25 for a ticket, you may still have interest.
It appears Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig isn't taking fan interest lightly. He's instructed teams to not get cocky with ticket prices. And players shouldn't assume the Sabathia deal means riches will continue to flow. Despite Sabathia's record contract, more second-tier baseball free agents than in the past left the winter meetings without jobs. Eric Fisher of the Sports Business Journal says when those players finally do sign a contract,
they're very often going to be signing for 50, 60 cents on the dollar relative to what they were paid before.
Meaning, says Fisher, the broad reality of what's going on with the economy is touching baseball, and may to a greater extent as the 2009 season unfolds. Tom Goldman, NPR News.